Hello, welcome back to my channel, the best place to help create a life that integrates work, reality, and spirituality in a way that works for you. In today's episode, I want to talk about where we are right now and the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead in 2022. If you're interested in preparing for what's ahead, then keep on watching. Let's dive in. So as we let go of 2021 and look towards the future, we must stop and consider where we are, where we're going, both individually and collectively. No one can predict or know what will happen for sure. The best we can do is make assumptions based on where we are, what has come before, and the potential path we currently stand on. The year ahead provides both challenges and opportunities, depending on where you are in your life and the perspective you choose to hold. So for many, 2020 and 2021 were unexpected and challenging. 2020 changed our relationship with government, control, and freedom. Fear became the vehicle for controlling the way people behaved. People either operated in fear of a virus or fear of the government, authority, or punishment if they did not comply with what they were told to do. So over time, a third option arose for those who began to see or already saw a different perspective, and perhaps that the truth of reality was not what the government and media told us. These people started to step into a place of sovereignty, nonconformity, and civil disobedience to mandates and oppressive rules. So 2021 continued with a narrative that has dramatically impacted financial economies, communities, health, and wellness, and the way we live and interact with one another. It has been a roller coaster of authoritarian control. In equal contrast, an expanding awakening of humanity to know the truth of our society and reality is occurring. So 2020 and 2021 were about flexibility and resilience, pivoting, letting go, making changes, and surviving the roller coaster. 2022 is about reinvention. There's a number of different themes that are going to sort of roll out in the immediate future. Let's start with polarity. So the last 2 years have created huge polarity and division in society. One side sees a massive threat that will kill us all and a government trying to save us by necessary mandates. The other side sees a global takeover, removing our freedoms, choice, and self-responsibility. One side looks to a government to save them. The other side looks to itself. One side demands everyone do what they want to make them feel safe. The other empowers individuals to make themselves feel safe. One side lives in fear, one side lives in love. The polarity is very likely to continue in 2022 and even get bigger and louder. As those in control battle to maintain power, they will continue to impose more and more restrictions on the people. They'll push to see how much fear they can create and how far they can go. Equally and simultaneously, as more nonsensical restrictions are imposed, more people will wake up and start to fight back. The energy on planet Earth is like a pendulum swinging to its outer reaches. When it reaches the extreme and it's really far apart, it will pause and begin to turn back. But we have to reach the outer extremes of division and polarity before we can swing back to balance. So the challenge is dealing with polarity and the division to ride the wave of insanity, not fight it and allow it to be. And the opportunity is dealing with the polarity and the division to ride the wave of insanity, not fight it and allow it to be. The next theme we need to ride out is the polarity of freedom and control. So what we resist persists, and the more we fight, the more pushback will come back at us. But at the same time, riding the wave and allowing things to be does not mean sitting back and letting things happen around you and to you. You must be an active participant, but without resistance. So the polarity of freedom and control will continue. That push and pull between government control and the people's freedom will continue. We must stand firm for what we desire to create, not what we oppose. You cannot create a new reality out of the same energy of fear and anger that made it. The challenge will be to stand for liberty and freedom rather than oppose tyranny and control. But the opportunity will be to stand for liberty and freedom rather than oppose tyranny and control. You can learn more in the episode, What is Really Happening in the World Right Now, and I'll leave the link in the description. So the next theme is a contrast or a polarity of authority and sovereignty. So spiritual bypassing occurs when people focus only on the positive and their world. Now, just concentrating on yourself is operating without regard for others and the whole that you are a part of. But then focusing and sacrificing your wants and needs for others is at the expense of yourself. So both must coexist. The reality is that as a spiritual being having a human experience, you're part of your reality and also the collective reality of humanity. You're creating your individual life and experience, and you are contributing to making the collective reality of humanity. You have a choice to comply and create the reality that is being imposed, or not comply and create something else. There's no middle ground. If you do not see what is happening and comply out of fear of a killer virus, you comply. If you know what is happening and comply out of fear of a government or social consequences or punishment, you comply. If you see what is happening and comply for your convenience or to trick the system, you're still complying. So if you stand silent and watch this happen, you comply and say it's okay. Your action or inaction are contributing to a dystopian society of authoritarian control. So in 2022, as the polarity continues, there's a choice to continue to give over control of your life and comply with the authority and social pressure. Alternatively, you can become clear in your beliefs and stand up for them at every opportunity. This all ends when humanity stops complying with authority and chooses sovereignty and something different. So the challenge is to stand sovereign and strong in your beliefs regardless of external conditions. And the opportunity is to stand sovereign and strong in your beliefs regardless of external conditions. You can learn more about sovereignty in the episode, The Importance of Sovereignty in the World Right Now. And again, I'll leave the link in the description. So the next theme is awakening. So as the polarity of insanity continues to grow, so too will the awakening of humanity. They're in balance. As more and more nonsensical mandates and narratives are rolled out, more and more people will not be able to help but wake up and see the lies and truth. The question is, how far into the darkness will humanity need to go before we collectively see the light? So 2022 does right now present the possibility of some dark times. The economic, social, and physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health impacts of coercion and decisions from 2021 will continue to reveal themselves. The consequence of an event is the result of the cause. So succumbing or not succumbing to a wanted or unwanted injection is an unstoppable cause of what is to come. The full results of large amounts of the population taking these injections are yet to be revealed. So those who see the truth will need to stand firm to support those who awaken late to the truth of coercion and the fallout from their choice. And as more and more of the darkness of the truth is revealed, humanity will awaken into the light to the same extent. The challenge is to remain calm in the storm of the ongoing shit show that is to come. The opportunity is to remain calm in the storm of the ongoing shit show that is to come. Our next theme is detachment. To survive the imminent events of 2022, we must continue the themes of 2021, letting go and releasing attachment. To survive, we must continue to be flexible in response to the changes the external world will throw at us. We must connect to ourselves, follow our intuition, and make decisions to change. We must be prepared to let go and leave places, jobs, people, things, and relationships that no longer align with us, no longer serve us, and are stopping us grow. If we've not done so already, we must continue to build resilience into all aspects of our lives, businesses, and relationships. We must allow for multiple future possibilities, and we must become self-sufficient. The challenge is to let go and detach from what you've created so far to allow for what is to come. The opportunity is to let go and detach from what you've created so far to allow for what is to come. And our final big theme for 2022 is reinvention. The world as we knew it is gone forever. The social systems of government, media, education, health, and religion are shifting, changing, crumbling, and even falling. Humanity has a chance to reinvent itself, to keep what works, let the rest go, and create something new. And so do you. So if you can detach let go and stand in sovereignty without the veil of fear, you'll be able to connect with what you desire. Many understand their purpose, even if the timing has not allowed it until now, and they know where they're going. For others, this is yet to be revealed. When it is, this is the time to keep moving forward with the courage to reinvent yourself, your life, and humanity, and the faith that it will work out fine. The decision will be taken out of your hands for those with resistance or fear. You will be catapulted into the life you're here for, whether you want it or not. The things we thought were important will disappear and be replaced for something better and new. The job you thought was the best thing ever will reveal itself to perhaps not be so. The relationship you're not sure about will slowly dissolve. The things that hold you back will disappear if you allow them. The path to change and reinvention can be as easy or complex as you choose. The challenge is becoming clear on the life and world you want to create and moving towards it. The opportunity is becoming clear on the life and world you want to create and moving towards it. So what will happen next? I'm just projecting one possibility. Where we are a year from now is unknown. It's likely to continue to be a rocky ride, and the most significant thing that will get you to the other side is faith. Faith that everything is perfect as it is, that there is a reason for everything which will at some point become crystal clear. You're here for a reason to experience one of the most dramatic times in known human history. So we can live in fear of change and the unknown and hold on to certainty that's really uncertain, or we can embrace the unknown and enjoy the ride. Either way, you can do nothing to stop what is coming. How you respond to it is up to you. The choice is yours. So if you want to know more, then please consider subscribing to my channel, where I help people create a life that integrates work, reality, and spirituality in a way that works for you. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. I hope you enjoyed this and found it helpful. In the comments, I'd love to hear where you think 2022 is headed. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.